rows and whatnot.
Did y'all ever plant cotton around here?
Mm-hmm. This is a big cotton growing area.
What sort of work would you have to do with cotton?
Oh boy, that's the hardest work in the world. Or was in earlier years. You went out there and it was planted, because I can't remember when they didn't have a cotton planter, you know, to plant seed. You didn't plant those by hand. But then you did a world of the, what we call chopping, that is, when it's too thick, getting it back down to the distance you wanted the plants apart. You did all that with a hoe by hand, and then you kept the grass out between the plants, whatnot with a hoe. And then, of course, long comes the time that you pick it, and you pick it by hand. And everybody ought to pick a little cotton by hand.
What kinds of grass would grow up there?
You've always got, in this area, you got cockle burrs and coffee weeds.
Coffee weeds?
Yeah, they call them coffee weeds. It grows up a pretty good sized plant, makes a little old bean in a pod, and they come up 40 forevers. How are you doing?
I brought my own train.
Good. It's crabgrass, nutgrass, and...
What's nutgrass?
Nutgrass is nothing like it. It has a little nut on the root, and you can cut it off today and it'll be back up tomorrow. Once you get a real good infestation, you've got it. And so far, even today, with all the chemicals they have to control the weeds, they still can't kill nutgrass.
Did they?
It's still a real problem.
Grow cotton around here? Much?
Yeah, lots of cotton here. Up until the last few years, it was by far the biggest cash crop that they had, because a lot of soybeans are being grown in this area now, and of course they sell more corn than they used to. Mm-hmm. Used to they grew about as much corn as they needed to feed their livestock, and that was about it.
What different kinds of fences did people used to have?
We in this area, usually for livestock, if you had pigs or hogs, you would have a net wire fence, which is the kind with the little, you know, little blocked off. And then if you were just going to have cows, it's usually barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of fence that people have around their house, maybe?
Picket fence.
How would that be built?
You don't see too much. The earlier ones were, the pickets were, I believe the word they used was rived out, you know, split out of logs I've seen my granddaddy make shingles with the thing, but anyhow, that's the way they did it, and then they'd build a picket fence around it. No need to hurry. Okay.
Would the pickets nail together, or?
Usually, the ones that I have always seen would be nailed onto another board. There'd be two boards making runners around, and your pickets nailed to there. Now, a rail fence was something that you saw quite a few here. Are you
familiar with that?
Rail fence, you know, that's where you lay the piece on the ground here and there, and you just keep building up on it. And I've heard my mama talk about building rail fence so many times that you look.
Do you ever hear her talk about them? Now say, if you had a rail fence and you wanted to make it a little higher, you could take a set of rail in this way and then have it cross at the top?
I have seen fences fixed that way, Barbara, but I'm not familiar enough with the building of rail fences other than just hearing them talk about it.
Do you ever hear the term stake and rider?
Seems I've heard it, but I really don't. I'm not that familiar with it. Mm-hmm.
If you were setting up a barbed wire fence, how would you do that?
If you were building a barbed wire fence, you start out with a corner post that's well braced. You know, mm-hmm. Put a bigger post than you normally would use.